Do you feel that in a time when we are more connected than ever, we are drifting away from real human connection, especially to ourselves? I do. Hi, I'm Leticia Latino, and I want to invite you to join me and my very inspiring guests in exploring ways to reconnect to your essence, to your definite purpose, to what makes you tick. Are you ready? Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Back to Basics. Despite a very successful corporate career and what most would describe as a perfect life, Ingo Schulmeier didn't feel fulfilled, so he and his family decided to go on an adventure to Mexico and find a new life there. Ingo describes himself as a free spirit. He's a six-time Ironman and has built a new career as a holistic and transformational coach. And it's a very, very big honor to have you here at Back to Basics. Welcome, Ingo.
Thank you for the invitation, Leticia. It's a pleasure.
Well, you know, I think the purpose of this podcast is to inspire people. And I think when, you know, just on that brief introduction, there's so much behind that. But just in that brief introduction, like people dream like, oh, what if I could quit my job and just go somewhere? And people say, well, yeah, but I have a family. Well, you did have a family. But before we go into that whole thing on how you took that very courageous decision, and you still live in Mexico, why didn't you share with us a little bit about your origin story? Where are you from? You know, what were you passionate about when you were young? Were you a free spirit all along, or that came later?
No, I think I it was a development, so I was not always like that. And you mentioned already, I mean, before I had more or less a normal life, or what people consider a normal life, especially in the Western world today. Yeah, I'm born in Germany. I grew up in Germany. I was living there most of my life. And I became an engineer and I started a career according to the values that our society tells us that are the right values, that you have to have a job and you need to be able to support your family and all this kind of stuff. So, so I started working in the semiconductor industry and I worked there for more than 15 years. I also was very good in achieving my goals, I would say. So I had professional goals in my business. I had personal goals and I had goals in my sports life, in my athletic life as a triathlete and Ironman. And I didn't really have problems achieving them. But what I found out over the years is that when I was achieving goals, I didn't really become happy or they didn't really fulfill me more. Because I was, if you're just chasing goals, you're just trying to go after the next goal. And there's, you forget a little bit living in the present or in the moment right now, right? So because you focus too much on the future. And I think that was what happened to me. But also over many years now, I'm very interested in personal development. I learn a lot about things, how to become better, not only on the professional level, but also on the, become more internally happy. Yeah, with this, this was one of the triggering points for deciding then to leave my corporate career. There were a few others, of course, and also, as you also mentioned, it's even more difficult if you have a family because you're not making the decision only for yourself. But like 2 years ago, we decided to go for an adventure. It was during or after the pandemic when anyway, I was not happy with my job anymore because I was just sitting at home and having all the Zoom meetings all day long. So it didn't really give me anything anymore. And then I discussed with my wife and later also with the children, of course, and we decided to go on this adventure to Mexico. And here we are now.
Well, that's so exciting. And just for reference, is this Mexico City or rural Mexico?
It's rural Mexico, yeah.
Oh, wow. So really adventurous.
Yeah, I like it here. I like nature. I don't like big cities, so I'm a nature guy.
Okay, great. And also for reference, were you in Germany at this point? Is your wife German or were you in the state? Were you closer to Mexico or how big of a jump that was?
No, actually, I was more far away. So my wife, she's Israeli. So we lived in Germany until 2019. And then I took a job in Israel. My wife wanted to go back to Israel. So we moved to Israel. And we lived there 3 years till beginning of 22, and then we moved to Mexico.
Wow, that's a fantastic thing. And so eventually you also reshaped your career to, you know, put and apply some of the, how I take it, like how you achieve, you know, achieving goals is by all means one of the most people's main challenges. And you know, like, you know, setting goals and then, yeah, maybe you hit with it a little bit and then you fall off. So I understand that now you also do coaching and of course being an athlete, that's very important. So what if you could share a little bit of that, you know, yes, you decide to be to go to an adventure. People that have, I will hear this over and over. I am somebody that, and I'm very adventurous, but I've always been a really hesitant with the kids because I had a very stable upbringing. My husband, he moved countries, you know, like seven countries. So for him, it's like, let's just move. And I'm like, to have like more stable upbringing. Anything you can share for anybody that has that same hesitancy with the kids?
Yeah, I think for me, it also took many years to make this decision. And I also had this thoughts all the time that I cannot leave my job because I need the money. And if I don't have the money, I cannot support the family. So it's like a wheel that you're in, right? And you cannot really go out of that. But the point is, if you want really change, if you want to change something in your life, you need to make tough decisions. And I think that's where it's starting for most of the people, because we're only willing to change when the pain is big enough, right? So when we experience enough pain to make this change. And I think most people, they're just too comfortable in their lives. They're still too comfortable. I mean, maybe it's not perfect, but they're still, okay, they come home, they have their, the fridge is full, they can watch Netflix or do whatever, and they continue like that. And this is a mindset of comfort, right? I was never living according to this mindset. And that's not, I don't want to value or judge that right now. It's okay. Everybody needs to find its own way, right? But if you want to make changes, or if you decide that you want to have a life of changes and a life of growth, then you need to make decisions and go into the uncomfortable.
I
think for me, it was also, I mean, the triggering point for this decision, especially with moving to another country and traveling. I mean, in the beginning, we were just traveling. I was not working. We were just traveling for a few months. Was that we said, okay, I mean, what is the worst thing that can happen? I mean, we had some saving. I mean, of course, you need some savings for that. But in the end, I told my wife, I mean, the worst thing that can happen is that after 1 year, we don't find our way there and we move back and I need to look for a new job. That's basically the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and with that, it's actually not too bad.
No, I love that. I'm actually like you, like I always try to focus on what's the worst that can happen. And sometimes we put so much weight into, oh, if I change, what if, you know, and best things in life come surprisingly when we open ourselves to change. And because it's more of an abundant kind of mindset rather than if we think what we have, it's the only thing we're going to get. And then we move from that. So you did make that change from corporate to entrepreneurship to be, you know, do your own thing. What advice as a coach or what guidelines or what can you share for people that are listening to us now and say, ah, I wish I was single. And it sounds easy, but in reality, you have to have the right mindset to do that.
Yeah, you have to have the right mindset, but you can develop such a mindset. And it's also, I think the most important thing is that you follow your passions and that you listen in yourself. And that's why, by the way, I really like about your podcast. I read the description of your podcast and you're saying, yeah, most people today, they're moving further and further away, not only from other people, but especially from themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And today in the world, we are so much distracted by all this, by social media and television and what friends are telling me and what is in the news and what family thinks or society thinks, how things should be, that we lose the connection to ourselves. And I think that's the most important thing to get back. And if you're looking for answers, you won't find the answer in any books or in the social media or in any YouTube videos. They will not be able to give you the answers. Because the answers you can find only in yourself. And that's why that's also one thing I learned over the last years, to become more present and more centered with myself. And I think that's the most important thing, because then you can really understand your values, your beliefs, your passions, your purpose. And based on that, you can then make decisions that really move you in the right direction.
That's good stuff indeed. And it's funny because, like, when you say, like, the answers are within yourself, and we've heard that, you know, in all the motivational things, and it sounds like, yeah, you know, but then to sit down, because I've done this work, to sit down and really, like, understand what answers are there, that's a lot of, that's very hard work. And I feel that when, you know, I know, and I have friends and with this podcast, and I say, sit down and say, how did you get to the podcast? And I say, well, I've read a lot of books also about personal growth, and say, follow the why and what you are interested in this. And, you know, and but to get to that, like, last stretch, like inspiring others, like to get to that truth that, well, I love inspiring others. And when I'm with my friends, I just give them the extra push, like, just do it, you know, and they told me, yeah, you're good at that. Say, how can I do that in my daily life so that I feel a little bit more happier, you know, with what I'm doing? And that's really how this podcast came across. And so I imagine that now you know, I went to your webpage, and of course I'll share it with others, but that's a new mission. So talk a little bit about how you're helping others, and now what, how you're putting this new purpose or this rediscovered purpose in life in your new, in this new chapter.
Yeah. So I decided not to go to work in the field I worked before as an engineer or in a technical profession. So I found also that I want to work in what I'm really passionate about. And I'm passionate about helping others. And basically, I want to help them in also, let's call it, breaking free from their limits that they have today. Like I was a few years ago, because I think there's a way, right? There's a way to become free. There's a way to become more happy and live with more passion and with more purpose. And that's how I want to help people. And then I started beginning of this year more in the health and like fitness, endurance coaching. But what I found out is that most people, they're looking for this short-term solution, right? They're looking for life hacks. It's something they can apply in, whatever, lose 10 pounds in 2 months or something like that. And that's what resonates with the people. That's what sells really good, right? And that's what you find also in most of the social media today. And I don't think that this kind of programs really work, because, I mean, of course, you can motivate yourself to go to the gym now for 3 months. But if you don't like it, if you don't enjoy it, you will never stick to this habit, right? So I'm working now more on still in the health sector, but I think health is also more than having a healthy body, right? I think health is everything together, having a healthy body, having a healthy mind, and also a healthy spirit. So it's a more holistic approach. And I think you need to achieve this, you also need to do what we talked earlier about, this deeper inner work, like, right, really work on yourself, look why you have certain behaviors. I mean, in the end, everybody knows that it's not healthy to eat chocolate all day long, but still, you cannot describe the habit, why you're still continuing to do it. So it doesn't help if you tell people, okay, you don't have to. You shouldn't eat chocolate. You should go to the gym instead. So, but I think the problem is much deeper. And my coaching approach is now to help people, not by making them suggestions, but by helping them finding the answers within themselves, just by asking the right questions and pointing them in the right direction.
I like that. And it's something I know you're big on, because you're an 6-time Ironman, and we all know to get to that badge, it's not like, it's a lot of work, and you have to have a particular mindset, particular conviction. Is that something you can really develop? Because I read somewhere, I say, how to develop an Ironman mindset. Is that is something we can acquire, or is how do you develop an Ironman mindset?
Yeah, I think you can develop it, because it's also coming over the years, and it's something that it's like a muscle. It's like your will is like a muscle, right? You can train it. I mean, if you're not very passionate or if you're very lazy, you can develop it. It's also, I mean, habits is also a big topic if you want to move forward with something. And Ironman is a good example, because you don't start on the first day when you go for a run. You don't start with Ironman training, right? You start with a 3-kilometer run, and then maybe 5-kilometer run, and then a 10-kilometer. And the good thing with setting goals is that your goals, they're also dynamic, right? You, Your goals are moving with you, developing, right? As long as you extend your capacity, you can also set your goals higher. And for me, it basically started with a dream, or it didn't even start with a dream. It actually started with doing what I'm passionate about. And this is running and cycling in the outdoors, being in the nature. And based on that, I set up this training. And every year I became better in Ironman. I didn't set the world championship as the goal for the first year, right? This was coming only after many years of training. And that's a good example for a developing goal. And with this also your mindset develops, because you need to, if you really want something, you need to work for that. Basically, yeah, this is, a lot of times this recommendation, you can apply techniques like visualization. In the beginning, it sounds a little bit abstract, but if you really see yourself achieving a goal, rather than being an Ironman or being a millionaire or being whatever, just having a happy relationship, the more you visualize that, the more it becomes true for you, and the more you're able to move in this direction.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And I love when you say goals are dynamic and they move as you extend your capacity. That, I think, just focusing on that and repeating that, I think, will help anybody saying, yeah, if I achieve that, I'm going to move a little bit step further and a little step further. And that's why they say the hardest thing to do is to start, to set the goal and to do that minimum step you can do towards it. Because once you have made progress, you don't want to lose the progress. So now you're invested in it.
Yes. I mean, the other point is also you shouldn't celebrate the result, right? Because you should celebrate the progress. Because first of all, then you have much more opportunities to celebrate. And second, you decouple the result from your satisfaction, basically. Mm-hmm. Because if you have the mindset of becoming an Ironman, this is not Ironman. I don't see as a one-time event that you once a year you go to an event and you're an Ironman. Ironman is something you do all over the year. You have every day. You have to do your training. You have to be disciplined and everything. And if you celebrate the small successes, then it's much easier. And it's also not so bad if you, for any reason, if you miss your goal by a little, or if you don't achieve it exactly.
Well, that's definitely very, very interesting. And so I think, do you have a program? Is that the Small Reset, the program you created to help people find this fulfillment?
Yeah, exactly. The Small Reset is like the brand I build around that. And it's a little bit inspired from, everybody's talking today about the Great Reset, which is basically overall intention is to make the world better by resetting everything. My approach is different. I think if everybody works on him or herself and doing the small resets, in becoming better and becoming more approachable for people and becoming more helpful for others, becoming a better resource for others, if we all do the small steps, then we also reach to a better world. And I think that's makes much more sense, because I cannot change the world today, right? But the only person I can change is myself, right? So that's why I think so. That's how I came up with the name, The Small Reset. And based on that, I have also a coaching program that helps people basically with overcoming their limiters, their limiting beliefs, and finding back their passions. Yes.
I like it. I like the name. And also because I'm a firm believer in that, you know, sometimes we feel that you need to change everything. I, for instance, this podcast exists because I love my job. I work for the family business. I wasn't going to quit. But I knew I needed something extra to feel more fulfilled, to leave a legacy, to contribute somehow. And so that the podcast is allowing me to do that. And it's just a compliment. It's not like I completely tore everything down. And I've said this many times, but people were even thinking that I was quitting my job because I was doing this. And we are wired somehow to think that we cannot do two things at the same time. that are so different. And so I love the name, the small reset, because I do think it's small adjustments, small resets we need to come up with. And that's how I interpret it anyway. Mm-hmm. But that can have a huge lasting impact on your overall happiness. Because do you miss being an engineer or working in engineering at all? Or you were done with that part of your knowledge, your life?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I miss it, but not really. I don't miss a lot of things. So I try to not think too much about the past or about the future, because I think mm-hmm. that it doesn't help me so much. So I focus on the things I'm doing now, and I'm trying to do things I love. Of course, I also have to do sometimes things that have to be done and that are not so enjoyable. But in general, I think it's important to focus on the moment and not to care so much about the past, because anyway, the past is something that happened, right? We cannot change it. So now I'm here, and now I make the best of the situation as it is today. So that's the only way how I can achieve something, right? And I see life as a constant change, right? It's always something new, and things change, and sometimes it's getting better, and sometimes it's getting a little bit worse or different, just different. So, and we have to accept it, that if we embrace life, so only good things will happen to us.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So Ingo, in terms of, I mean, we touched on many things. Is there something that you want to highlight, an initiative besides what we've been talking about? Anything that is exciting you? You know, that we haven't touched upon?
And we can talk a little bit about the health approach. I mean,
absolutely.
With my wife also, since more than 20 years now, we're looking together on treating ourselves in a very healthy way. That includes mm-hmm. nutrition, but also taking care for ourselves. And that includes that we're usually not taking medicines or something like that. We believe that we can get everything from nature, and that mm-hmm. if we treat our body and our mind good, it's the best protection from illness and from sicknesses. And mm-hmm. yeah, so we try to eat as organically as possible. We try to eat organic foods, not to eat too much food for mass production or super processed foods. Yeah, with that we're very happy, and also for our kids. I mean, we're hardly any sick, and I think that's also an important aspect in having the energy and having the energy to do a lot of things and to stay young.
Absolutely, I love that you blend also that holistic, and I see in some of the research I did for you that you do believe that. Being in nature, and that's why I asked you, are you in the city or are you in rural? Mm. Being the contact with nature, definitely, I think it's something that it's part of that healthy approach to life as well.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I think it's our connectedness, as you're saying on your podcast, with ourselves, with others, but also with nature, for example.
Mm. Yes, no, an important point. I believe. And I'm curious, do you think that I feel the pandemic at some point did bring us closer to that, where we were paying more attention to all that stuff. And, you know, that maybe the one moment we got out of the house in the entire day was probably that walk that we were trying to take or start to keep mm-hmm. active, you know. I feel the pace has caught up again a bit. And what's your take in terms of as a society, as humanity? Do you think that we're making real progress in this, or there's just still isolated chunks of people that are very conscious about this, but is not mainstream yet?
Yes, I think there are few people that are aware of that. I think many people are not. And I'm referring especially to the Western world, like right mm-hmm. to your Europe or the United States or any other developed country. And I think the problem today is that there's such a big gap between the different groups, and that there's not really a good discussion culture anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And that there's a lot of mistrust in the others, right? So I think usually we are okay with our own opinions and people that have like-minded opinions, but I don't see any, especially with social media and all this stuff, right? There are hardly any good discussions anymore where you can exchange like also different opinions. And I think that's a problem for our society today because this creates a lot of mistrust. And then
I couldn't agree more with you. And, you know, when I tell others I'm a diversity and inclusion advocate, that people go with the straight because I'm a woman. And I always say, no, that to me, diversity is diversity of thought. Is to be able to be on the table with different people that think different from you and to have a productive conversation and to get to the point where you say, oh, I never had considered that angle before, because there are situations where from our experience, we have blind spots. We have blind spots. And I totally agree with you. I think the more we go forward, the less willingness there is to really get into a conversation to just converse. Or it's more like to argue. It's like people getting on the conversation to just refute the point they're hearing, and it's getting harder each time.
And that's why I think it's also important to understand yourself, but also to be open. I mean, talking to somebody else and listening and understanding a different perspective doesn't mean you have to agree with that, right? But you have to listen it and you have to reflect it. And yeah, that's, unfortunately, that's not happening a lot. At the moment.
I totally agree. So Ingo, my last question of every interview is, how do you connect with what makes you tick? And I mean, for somebody that, I mean, does Ironmans and just pick up the family and moves to Mexico, I think you're very connected to what makes you tick. But is there anything else that you do in terms of practice or places you go that really, when you want to resource yourself, recenter yourself, that's your go-to strategy?
Yeah, I think what helps me the best, and I think everybody should have at least something similar, is like a routine that he or she is doing daily. For me, it's my morning routine. Usually I stand up every morning around 5:30 and I'm doing journaling. So I'm writing like three pages, like for half an hour, more or less. This helps me to take out my thoughts, because I'm also a very logical person, and I'm also distracted a lot by my own thoughts. But this helps me to take out my thoughts and to prepare for the day and to take out all the worries you have or all the ideas you have. And after that, I do for half an hour breathing exercise with a meditation. That's perfect. I really love that, because it's, you know, at this time it's still dark outside, and it's exactly when usually the sun rises and before the kids go up. So it's very quiet, and you hear the animals outside, birds and other, whatever, chicken and dogs waking up. And it's a very peaceful time of the day. And yeah, for me, this is a great start in the day. And it helped me a lot to connect with myself, but also to prepare myself to be present throughout the day.
Well, thanks for that, because you gave such a nice description that I could almost like feel it myself. So I appreciate that. You made me connect through that description. So, well, thank you, Ingo. I mean, it's been a pleasure having this conversation. All your info will be on the show notes. And, you know, now we have the ability to get voicemails through our webpage. So if you've heard anything in this conversation or you want to leave us a voicemail, just please do so. And I wish you all good rest of the day if you're listening to this during the day. Thank you, Ingo. Until the next episode.
Thank you, Leticia.
Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Back to Basics. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you haven't yet, subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite streaming platforms. This is the best gift you can give us. Join me next week for another Back to Basics conversation. And if you want to find out about other exciting things I'm working on, visit leticialatino.com. Thank you, and until the next time.